barking.
Rob's in town from Atlanta for the weekend.
Hey, how's it going?
Surprise visit from your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
For a present.
It was really awesome.
When you found out you were coming here, were you pissed?
I kind of had a heart attack.
You thought you were going on a trip with her.
Yeah, that was the original plan. I didn't know until like 2 days before.
Then she said Kansas City, and you went, But it's been a good weekend so far.
Yeah, it's been really healthy.
We've been eating well.
Mm-hmm. Lots of exercise.
Nothing. But you've met a lot of people.
Yeah, you have a lot of good friends.
Benji.
Few creeps, but mostly good friends.
Benji, Mark Young.
Yep.
But Josh, Berwanger.
Yep. Dubinsky.
Yeah. It's been a packed weekend. Paul. Yeah. You met all the greats.
Yeah.
I guess. But anyway, we started the show off with Battery.
Good stuff.
Yes. So we're going to do some songs. You want to pick the first song of the next set?
Yeah. Can we do some Hot Snakes?
Yeah.
Really?
Right, huh?
I like them a lot.
Okay, cool. And then we'll play a few and then come back.
I keep searching for you.
It's not crazy at all. Do the math. High tips, the low profile. High tips, the low profile. Real chicks prefer rock stars. Do the math. Real chicks prefer rock stars. It's not crazy at all. It ain't no good to live, to live just to survive.
Okay, we're back. You played the first song on that set.
Yeah, Hot Snakes. I like them a lot. They're one of my favorite bands. Good stuff.
What's the song called?
LAX.
Have you seen them live?
Yeah, twice.
Good?
They were awesome both times.
Where are they from?
They're from San Diego.
Where are you from?
Sleepy Hollow.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I played Jay Retard, Nightmares, the late Jay Retard. Did you ever see him play?
No, I didn't really know about him until he died.
Yeah. I don't really like most of his stuff, but that song's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then you played one more.
New Wet Kojak. That's like a really random band.
Yeah.
It's the guy from Girls Against Boys.
Oh.
Oh. I like him. He's kind of ridiculous, but I like that music.
I don't think I've ever heard a Girls Versus Boys song. Girls Against Boys.
I have a question for you about these podcasts.
Sure.
I think I've listened to every single one that you've done.
Yeah.
And you've never mentioned 9/11.
That's kind of fucked up. I'm going to play the next song. Is that cool or not?
I don't even know anymore. Yeah.
Chasing the Wild Goose. Bad Religion.
Yeah.
Benji introduced me to this song. It's off an album that they put out, but then they didn't want out, so they kind of took them all back. So it's really hard to find, but this song fucking rules.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Oh, cool. And then you'll play a song, then I'll play another song.
All right.
Come back, right?
Probably. All right, huh? Probably.
Hey. Woo-wee!
Yeah.
Torture.
recording?
Whew.
Jesus Christ.
Woo-wee! So I played that Bad Religion song, Chasing the Wild Goose.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I really like the song. It's really shocking that that's Bad Religion.
I know. That whole album's weird, I guess. But
they were on drugs then?
I don't know what they were trying to do, but I have tickets to go see them in April.
That's going
to
be cool.
I'm excited.
At the Granada. They have like 7 guitar players now.
At the Granada. I heard they're. I like the new album. I haven't really listened to anything since Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah, me neither.
But I listened to the new one at work. I should have been working. And yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
I'm What's excited. Your favorite Bad Religion record?
Probably Suffer.
Yeah, it's good.
But I really like the early stuff, like that 80-85 comp. I mean, I like it all.
No Control's really good.
Same with I even think Stranger Than Fiction's really good.
Yeah, it's got a song.
Generator.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that stuff's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them play?
No, I've never actually seen them.
I saw them once at the Vic in Chicago. It's pretty awesome.
What year?
2003, maybe?
Were you in your early 40s at that point?
Yeah, right, huh? And then you played a song by Crooked Fingers.
Yeah.
I never heard them before.
That's the guy from Archers of Loaf. They were kind of a big band. 90s. North Carolina.
Yeah, I know, I've heard of them. I didn't know it was the same guys.
It's like it's mostly just him with random people at any given time.
You like it?
Yeah. Some of the earlier stuff really sounds like Neil Diamond.
Huh.
But,
I like that.
Changed a little bit, yeah. Seen them a couple times.
Yeah.
Always good.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, I actually saw them twice in Atlanta and Archers of Loaf once, and they were better than Archers of Loaf.
Really?
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
And then I played a Sham 69 Borstal Breakout.
Yeah, that was good.
Yep.
Street Where are they from?
They're an old band from England from the late 70s. Street Dogs cover that song.
Oh, cool.
But pretty good. So let's slow it down.
Really?
Is that cool?
I think so.
You want to start the next set?
Do you want to just ease into it? Or
yeah.
Just...
You pick.
Jesus.
You forgot how to spell it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you into that Buena Vista Social Club at
never
all?
Never seen it.
I've never seen either, but the soundtrack's really good.
Play a song off of that?
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced De Camino a la Vareda.
Un accidente en los pantalones.
No? Let's just slow it down.
All right.
Cool?
That sounds good.
Oh, cool.
Está cambiando. por qué no ha llegado la hora fatal.
Óigame, compay, no deje el camino por coger la vereda. Óigame, compay, no deje el camino por coger la vereda. Óigame, compay, no deje el camino por coger la vereda.
Huyanle, huyanle, huyanle al mayor.
Óigame, compay, no deje el camino por coger la vereda.
Pero ese señor está en el paso y no me deja pasar.
Óigame, compay, no deje el camino por coger la vereda.
Calamán, 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 con llevaré camina como llevará mato a su madre mamá.
Óigame, compay, no deje el camino.
Except the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up and end, my dear. It's raining so hard, it's really coming down. Sitting by my window, watching the rain fall to the ground. This is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight. It's raining so hard, brings back memories of the time when you were here with me. Counting every drop, about to blow my top. Holly, catch my breath. The harder it rains, the worse it gets. This is the time I love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll just go crazy tonight.
Let the waitress put the chairs up. Let the glasses that she broke form a picture of our leader with a halo made of smoke. Let the golden oldie station crackle and come through with a final benediction. We'll hum along to before we say goodnight. Let her talk about the ball game and the weather show we care, like a sound we didn't notice until it stopped and left us there. With the traffic and our heartbeats beating in straight time, let our hatred and affection march in the same line before we say goodnight. Oh, protect our secret handshake more with feeling.
the toast to absent members push through the ceiling before we say goodnight.
Slowed it down.
That was nice.
Would you play the first song?
I don't even remember. Oh, from the Buena Vista Social Club.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Years. That was good. And then what did you play?
I played Irma Thomas, It's Raining.
That stuff's awesome.
I know. My friend Katie Ashmore gave me this record. Yeah. I guess it's hard to find, but I listen to it like almost every day. It's awesome. It's called Irma Thomas Sings.
I gotta get that.
Yeah.
That's good.
You probably don't bother looking for it. You won't be able to find it.
It might be over my head.
Nah. It probably will be over your head. Yeah.
And then I play the Weaker Thans. I really like that band.
Yeah. Propagandi guy?
Yeah,
one
he
guy.
Was a bass player. He sang on a few songs too, and they had a really bad falling out.
Ooh.
And he started the Weaker Thans. They had 4 records, and they're all really good.
That's cool. And still you just saw Propagandi in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to see them for like 15 years, and I finally got to see them.
Cool.
So good. We'll play some of them at some point.
You sure?
Yeah.
How about we do some 80s like hair metal type
that
stuff?
That sounds good. What do you want to start with?
How about Somebody Save Me by the Cinderella Program? Ooh-wee. Is that cool?
Yeah, where are they from?
Philly, I think.
Are
originally.
They still touring?
I think they still play shows. I know Ricky's seen them many times. Still goes to see them. I have never seen them before. Have you?
No.
They're from somewhere around Philadelphia, I think.
Yeah, I'm not like super familiar with them.
My old boss, Sean.
That one record that I used to listen to. That one time.
The Night Songs? That's the first one. I still remember buying that tape at Venture when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Venture still a business?
I don't think so. But remember, they had a pretty good tape selection.
Yeah.
Night Songs, though, the first album is awesome.
What was the first tape you bought?
On my own?
Yeah.
I don't remember. That might have been, that was probably like 1986. The first tape I ever had was Ramone's End of the Century. I inherited it from my older brother, Rich.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I still have it.
The first tapes I bought on the same day were Beastie Boys, License to Ill, and Bon Jovi, Slippery One.
Nice.
It was in New Jersey, so that was kind of...
Yeah, big deal.
There.
Yeah. Well, I remember the first CD I ever bought after I got a CD player.
What was that?
AC/DC, The Razor's Edge.
That's awesome. I had Jane's Addiction, Nothing Shocking.
Really? I never liked that band.
Actually, I think my mom got it for me.
Mother?
And it had like Naked Chicks on the cover.
Yeah, it did. Their heads were on fire or something, right?
Yeah.
That shit was over my head, I think.
They were a cool band. I thought they were pretty original. Nothing else really sounded like them.
Yeah, I guess. Let's play Somebody Save Me.
Woo.
And then we'll play some GNR.
Yeah. What song?
You pick.
We gotta do One in a Million.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody says.
I love it too. Awesome. I know. And then we'll do
I'll defend it.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about it a little longer?
And then we'll do Skid Row.
Yeah.
Slave to the Grind.
Yes.
Cool.
And they're good.
You know where they're from.
No.
They're from Jersey, I think.
Skid Row?
Yeah, because...
I thought they were just like one of those LA bands.
I'm sure all those bands ended up moving out there, but they originally started in New Jersey, I think, because Bon Jovi kind of like took them...
I thought Guns N' Roses did. I thought Axl was like... saw them in some club and was like...
I thought it was Bon Jovi. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, we gotta look that up.
Fuck! I blew it.
Sebastian Bach. You know he does like all kinds of Broadway stuff now?
Yeah. I saw his episode on Cribs.
How was that?
Pretty cool. He had some cool stuff. He had a bunch of Kiss stuff. And
yeah.
You know his brother's a hockey player?
No.
Because he's originally from Canada. His brother's a goalie. He played for Phoenix for a minute. His name's Zach Burke.
Yeah.
I'm surprised his real name isn't Sebastian Bach.
His father was a classical composer. Did you know that?
Really?
No.
All right. We talked for way too long. I'm going to look that up about who discovered Skid Row.
Do you want to talk about One in a Million some more?
I think it's a little inappropriate. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Let's just do it.
All right. You all right? Bottle of wine.
some time to get away. I needed some peace of mind, some peace of mind that'll stay. So I phoned it down to 6th in L.A. Maybe a Greyhound could be my way. Police and niggas, that's right, get out of my way. Don't need to buy none of your gold chains today. And I don't need no bracelets clamped in front of my back. Just need my ticket, till then won't you cut me some slack. You're one in a million, yeah, that's what you are. You're one in a million, babe, you're a shooting star. Maybe someday we'll see you before you make us cry. You know we tried to reach you, but you were much too high. Sense to me. They come to our country and think they'll do as they please. Like start so many a rant or spread some fucking disease. They talk so many goddamn ways, it's all Greek to me. Well, some say I'm lazy, and others say that's just me. Some say I'm crazy, I guess I'll always be. But it's been such a long time since I knew right from wrong. It's all the means to an end, I keep it moving along. Hi, 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 hi. You're one in a million, oh, you're a shooting star. You're one. You know that you are.
We're back again. I looked up the Skid Row thing. I was right.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
I'm pissed about that.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck!
Somebody Save Me by Cinderella. Yeah. Then you wanted to hear you wanted to hear One in a Million.
That song is really good.
I remember getting that tape for Christmas one year. GNR Lies.
Did you ever have to explain the lyrics to that song to anyone?
No, did you?
No. Maybe a couple times.
Your dad?
I defend him.
Axel?
Yeah.
A different time.
I just think he was singing about himself. He probably was like that, and then he changed.
I don't know. He probably still is the same way.
Dude, he had Shaq rap on his album.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Chinese Democracy?
I haven't listened to
it. It's fucking horrible. It's really bad.
I just don't want to hear it.
You put like 20 years into it. Like millions of dollars.
I'm not, like, to be honest with you, I'm not even really that into the Use Your Illusion albums.
They should have just taken the best songs off
and made one.
Because there's probably like 8 to 10 good songs in there. I think all those hits are pretty good, most of them.
Don't Cry. I love that song.
That song's good. November Rain's good.
You Could Be Mine. There is some good stuff on there, I guess.
They should have put You Could Be Mine on Appetite and got rid of Anything Goes. I hate that song.
Interesting.
That's the only song.
Yeah, it's not very good. Really that crazy. Album, though, that and GNR Lies are just perfect.
Totally.
But I guess, I don't know.
Time.
Yeah, Spaghetti Incident.
Woo!
So then we played Slave to the Grind by Skid Row. They're so from New Jersey.
Really? Bon Jovi?
Yeah, discovered them. You thought it was Axel. Sorry. So we're going to play one more set in this episode. We're going to do a volume 2.
Yeah, things got
out of hand. Such a good time. So let's do some metal.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with?
This is going really well. I want to start with Dire's Eve.
Okay.
I love that song. It's my favorite Metallica song.
Okay.
Hands down. It's so good.
You said Injustice for All is your favorite album of theirs.
I think out of those first four, I just think the songs are really good.
My least favorite, I think, is Ride the Lightning.
Really?
Yeah.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
And I like it, but out of those first four albums, I think it's my least favorite.
I don't know how I'd rank them. They're all really good.
They are all awesome.
I just think Lars is a really good guy.
Yeah, he's cool. He seems down to earth. So that'll be the end of this episode, and then we'll resume in volume 2. Maybe. We should talk about Skid Row some more.
You think? Where are they from?
I'm not sure. I'll look it up.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.